Let's talk about healthcare for a second. Do you support the implementation of a single-payer system or perhaps the creation of a public option at the state's healthcare website and exchange to provide universal access? Is that the direction you want to head in?
I believe we need to get to universal healthcare, and I believe that because of the math. We have a situation where the cost of healthcare is going up in the state of Vermont at a rate of $650,000 a day, each and every day. And it's affecting all of our budgets, whether it's at the kitchen table, it's at the school budget, and property taxes going up as a result, or the holes in the state budget. And I also believe that healthcare is a human right. And we know that in Vermont because we're not the kind of state that's going to kick people out of an emergency room when they show up. They're just showing up at the most expensive time and at a moment where it hits them the worst in terms of the treatment that they can actually get. So we need to move down that path, and I strongly believe we have to get there. And in fact, I was a co-sponsor of the Universal Healthcare Bill back in 1994 because I didn't think the math worked then, and it really doesn't work now. But we've got to make up a lot of ground. I think Bernie Sanders has helped a lot by putting this issue front and center and making Vermonters feel comfortable again that we can get there. But we have to rebuild trust. And unfortunately, with the failed website, people lost trust in government in a wide variety of ways, but particularly in this area of healthcare. So what I will do is bring together a team, and I've had experience in the private sector implementing websites, you know, like this, and in the public sector. And I will bring together a team to actually fix the website, make sure we're regaining trust, move us quickly to reimbursing based on public health and not fee-for-service or how many MRI machines you can keep going or how many hospital beds you can fill, and then go to universal primary care to make sure that every Vermonter has a doctor. And then from there, once we have proven to Vermonters that we can make this work and it makes a difference in their lives, both dollar for dollar and in their health, then we can move on to universal health care.
And would you use a payroll tax to pay for that?
I think we would look at all options on the table to make sure we are able to cover it and cover it right. But I think the reason why, you know, payroll tax is talked about most often is that it would replace what most people are paying right now in premiums through their payroll tax. And we want to have as little disruption for folks as we can. And I believe that what they will see is an actual reduction in healthcare costs and therefore a reduction in their what comes out of their paycheck.